still holding, going to the Chof Amar Aleph, the bottom of Yotes. The Gemara says, first, right before the Mishnah, we had the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, V'dibar Tobom, once the Gemara brought about Kriyishma, so the Gemara brings the Posik that we all say in Kriyishma, V'dibar Tobom, B'shiftecha Beveisecha. So the Gemara says, Posik V'dibar Tobom, Bom V'loi B'tfila. So we spoke out, should you say it, you know, with Mashmil Oznoi or not? Then another drosha, v'dibarta bom. What does bom mean? B'divrei Torah. Bom yesh lecha rishus l'daber. V'loi b'dvarim acherim. I mean, it's mamish out of a pella d'cha limud. You're only allowed to talk about Torah. Only about Torah. Zok Rashi. V'loi b'dvarim acherim bom. Sichas hayelodim v'kalois roish. I think Rashi's saying he is Rashi's bottom line. V'dibarta bom v'loi b'dvarim acherim. A person is allowed to be v'dibarta bom. You're allowed to talk, and you're allowed to talk litzrochim. But kalus roish is he not allowed to. Right? I don't know exactly how to tight it up. How to tight it up that... I don't know, so the Ra, unless it's called L'chayr, then it's Bittul Torah. When a person has not, so it's Mashmah, it's not Bittul Torah when it's something else. So K'der Rabacha Omar, V'dibar Tabam, Ase Oysa Kva, V'al Tase Marai. So, Zokter Moshe Lahoyo, Elo Bahem, Shalomarti Chochma, Elo Velmer Chochma Umay. So the pshat is, you could only learn that v'yuchel ish rabacha omar v'dibarta bom asei oison keva baltase arai.
A little bit lighter than the one before.
Yeah. You're allowed to talk other things v'dibarta bom d'vatera. You should usually do that. Baltase omar, that should be your main objective. So I remember Rabbi Zalman and Evan Ozel has something about it's not Bittul Torah unless there's no purpose for it. So that's it. Sounds like this, then, I don't know, interesting Gemara. Omar Rav, Hasoch Sichas Chulin, you're over an Asay, Shenemar, Bidibar Tabom, Bom, Veloy Bidvarim Acheri.
That was the
Tanakhama. That's the Tanakhama. Which seems to be this Rabacha Oimer. Oiver Belav, Shenem Aladvorim Yigiyim Lo Yuchal Ish Ledaber.
This is Rabacha Ma'amoyra. The other one's the Tana.
So where is this Pasik? Kehelas. So it's not a Lav Shebetoira. It's not a Lav Shebetoira, it's a Lav Medivre Kabbalah. And therefore that's what Lo Yuchal. It's interesting. You could be Madam Dayik. What's the pasuk? Alad vormigim lo yuchal ishladav. It said it should have said lo yedaber. Alav would mean you're not allowed to. It almost I would have learned the pasuk without this gemara that you should train yourself that you're averse to saying it. You know what I mean? Lo yuchal sounds like you can't do it. Not that it's usher. It should have been that it's averse to my nature, and that's what I'm not allowed to do. Okay, Zog di Gemara. You know, the Chofetz Chaim, when he makes a list in Shmiras HaLoshen of different Averis Yo'iver when you talk Loshen Hara, one of the Averis Yo'iver, two of them, one is Yo'iver this Isser of a Dibarta Bom Veloy Bekalus Roish, and then he says you're also Yo'iver Bittul Torah. So it's brought from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, brings it on numerous occasions, B'shem the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish argued, and he said, you're not over Bittul Torah, you're doing something, you're talking Lashon Hara. You're doing Lashon Hara.
What could be worse than that?
Yeah, so he holds, the Chofetz Chaim holds, you're over Bittul Torah. It sounds like it would be totally in this Gemara. Zog di Mishneh. B'kesh li'is namneh. They wanted to keep the Kohen Gadol up a whole night. Pirchei Kehuna. Where's the end of the Pirchei HaKehuna? Right. Pirchei HaKehuna. The young ones who were there, the job was given to them. Right. Pirchei is they're just growing up. Poireach, Meiloshin, growing up. Makin Lefonov Be'etzba Tredo. Now the Gemara is going to have to talk about which finger that is. They make noise with their finger. Va'oimrim loy ishi. Ishi is like, ishi is Adoni, Kohen Gadol. Amoid. Va'fake. Wake yourself up. Wake yourself up to take it away. Achas al haritzba. They told him, jump up, do a little calisthenics. Umasikin oisoi, and they got him active. Achi agia zman hashchito. Until it was the zman for the shchito of zman hashchito. Yeah. So we're going to have to see, it comes later in the Gemara, when they did the Trumas Hadeshen. Zok de Gemara, my tzredo. I think you say tzrodo. Zok de Omar Rav Yehuda, tzrodo dido. It's a taroso dido. My he, gudel. That means Rashi learns like this. We'll see the Rashi. Tzrodo dido zok Rashi, tzaroso shel zu. Etzbati etzoro le zu, my he zu goydel. Rashi says it's going on the finger that's next to your thumb, which it's not here, but it's brought that Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi learns, it's that's because so Rashi's bothered by how do you make noise that doesn't make noise. So I guess you go like this with your other hand, you go your finger onto your other hand. Rabbeinu Tam. Where's the Rabbeinu Tam? It's not here. It's in Toisus Menochas Lamed Hei Omid Beis, and we could see it by us in the Toisus Yishonim. And look at the bottom Toisus Yishonim. Pirish Bekuntris Shehi Etzba Sheni Legoidel Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Kizu Hi Oma Vitzroda Tzorosa Dido Shehi Egoidel. It's this finger next to it. There's the thumb. Thumb's wife is this one, and the extra is this middle finger. So memele, that's the finger. Dr. Toysi Shonim. She a goy v'chein yonos b'disef te ezu etzpa tzro de etzpa gidoy l'shel yamin v'chein nishma yoyser hakoil. Why v'chein nishma yoyser hakoil? When we go like this, that's how we do it. V'chein nishma yoyser hakoil. V'chein yosar apayit. In Parashat Shkolim, Goya v'chol ofra b'tzorda hikilu v'etzba shlishi baroi v'shum medrash motza. So if you look at here, it's not here, but in the Rabbeinu Tam in Mesechus Menoches, Rabbeinu Tam says, Shachush meid, she'yev shel hashmi ha'koil b'nekish al kaf yad, elo bom v'lo b'etzba. That's the chush meid. That's what everybody does, like this. Like this, it doesn't make a thing. So this is the tzorda. Okay, the tzara of that one, so it's interesting. Mashmiya koil godoil. So the Rambam's loshin is harbe oisin oisei bnei odam beisa simcha fiyasu boi tnuas arevus. Okay. Machave ravhune v'ozel kola bekula beirav. He did this, he tested it out, and he was able to make such a sharp, loud noise that everybody would hear it, right. Okay, I don't know what that means. Okay, Zog di Gemara. Zog di Gemara, v'oimrim lo ishe kohen gadol, hafek achas al haritzba, omar Rav Yitzchok. Amar Rav Yitzchok al Chadis. So what is it though? They showed him something new. chadas is meiloshen, either chidush or chad, sharp, something epis twiga. Mai hi, amri ilei, achve kido. They told him, make a dance in front of us.
Kida, kida.
To bow down.
Without touching.
Yeah, to do like maybe calisthenics.
The goof doesn't touch the ground.
Yeah.
Kida.
Yeah. Zog di gemore, masik noi se achigiz man shchita. Tona loya masik noi se loy ben nevel ve loy bechino. Why didn't they bring in nevel vechino? Ura kevoi, because I see the marsha brings the posik ura kevoi di ura. Ura hanevel vechino riyoshocha. So that would be a good way to keep people up. Elo bape.
Looks like it's Yom Kippur. What do we?
Yeah, l'chayr it's Yom Kippur. How could they be playing? So the Rambam writes, Ein shvus b'migdosh. But I guess even though Ein shvus b'migdosh, if you don't have to, they can do it this way. Umaha ya'oimrim. Im Hashem lo yivne bayis. Shuv av lo shoche. Doina boy. So I guess they would sing that to the Nigin. That's what they would do. So therefore, they would keep him up. Mi'akire Yerushalayim. They would stay up a whole night. Lo yoshenim kol halayla. They would stay with the Kohen Gadol in the house. In the Beis HaMikdash, Kadesh Yishma Kohen Gadol kol havore. They would hear the noise of their learning. Zog di Gemore, Tanye, Abraisa, Abba Shalom, Af Begvulin. Hayu oisim boy, Zecher leMikdash. So it happens to be the Shulchan Aruch in Oro Chaim Simen Tov Reish Yutes Sivov brings a minig that Shoer Orim Beleil Yom Kippur Gam Bezman Hazeh. People would stay in shul and stay up a whole night. The Mishneh Berurah there in Sivkot Yudalad says no. B'Shem Alavush, today we don't do it because we don't have those koiches and we won't be able to daven the next day. So I don't know what would be the Zeichel HaMikdash. Maybe each year has to see himself either as the Akira Yerushalayim or maybe like the Kohen Gadol. Elo, that they would get together, Hoyuchoitim. It wasn't good to make like a Shavuos at night that people should get together. Yom Kippur is not made. It was not made to stay up and party. What does it mean? Ached b'nardoe mu'avdomar lei Eliyahu l'Rav Yehuda achua d'Rav Sila chasido. Help us. This is the Gemara in Brachos. Eliyahu Hanavi was speaking to them. Amiroso, amai loy osi moshia. Emosai kosi mar. When is Eliyahu Hanavi going to come and be mevasa about Moshia? Yeah, this is all Rashi, it's all thing we have to see about it. So the Gemara. So the Gemara, Voidne Yoime de Kippureu, Ve'avol Kamob Sulta, and there are people doing Averois, Benardoe, Inardoe, because of this thing of staying up. So therefore, so really you have to see the Marsha explains, every day if there's an Avera, afterwards people could do Tshuva, because at the end Yom Kippur will be Mechaper. But when you do an Aveira on Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. So Memela, that's why it's Ma'akiv the Bias HaMashiach. Omar lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu my Omar. My HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring it Lekaf Schuz. So maybe it would be a Keil Mole Rachamim. Omar lei. So Yohanovi answered him back. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the Pasuk in Bereishis, La Pesach Chatos Roiveitz. The Yetzer Hara is on top of you. So Rashi, Santa Rashi, Yetzer Hara Machtioi Balkochoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting some, is softening it. The reason they did the Aveir is almost like an oinis, because the Yetzer Hara made them do it, took away their bechira. Yeah, Marshall says a different thing. Sometimes what you're trying to do, that's where the Yetzer Hara gets you. It's almost like a, what they call in America, gaslighting. That he's making him, they were staying up a whole night, Zeicher to the Kohen Gadol, he shouldn't fall asleep and have Rias carry, and the Yetzer Hara got them to be choyte in that. You have to always be very careful that what you're trying, the Yetzer Hara tries to turn exactly what you're trying to do the other way. They asked him back, tell Yonovi, V'sotin Mayoma. How is the sotin being mekatrik on my lay? Sotin b'yomadiki pura les le'reshusa lastune. He doesn't have a right to do it. Sotinu Yetzer Hara u'malagam oves. So therefore, he wouldn't do it. That means it's interesting. The Yetzer Hara is there, but the Sotan is not there. Mimai, Omar Rami Bar Choma, HaSotan is Begematria, plus Meya, Veshitin, Ba'ar Bahavi, is 364. And the Shnas HaChama is 365. So Tlos Mavashitim Arbayoimi is Leyoshusalastune. The day we have to leave out is Biyoime de Kippura less Leyoshus. So there's one day that the Sultan is cut out. So we have to say the Svara is, it goes on Yom Kippur. So he can't turn them over. So everyone asks on this. 365 is the Shnois HaChama. The Shnois is the 354. So we have to know exactly. Maybe there's a, we have to know that it's something to think about. Okay. Yeah, what is it? You have to know Pshotim. Why is the Sotim not there on Yom Kippur? What is this big milo of this Sotan on Yom Kippur? So let's take a look right here. He doesn't have Rishus Lastune. I wish I would know Pshat. The Sotan doesn't have a Koyach on Yom Kippur.
That's I heard recently that there's another sheet that says that he does or something.
Here's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Astu nebi ema kipurim lesle." He doesn't have the.
Why we read Arias on your paper?
Hello. Yeah, he called me. This is what the Shmuelovitz is called. Yeah. Where is that? Okay. If you could send me a text also on what time? Sunday night? What's your name? Okay, Givaldi. Okay. So you could text it to me, the address? Okay, yeah, I should tell you. Okay, Zog the Mishneh. We'll have to look up Mefarshim on this. Does the art school say anything about the Eitz Hara with the Sotan? I had that sefer here. They bring it from the Amshon of a Rebbe, some shortened in this. Let's look it up. Sotan.
Someone does an
Aveira
on Yom Kippur, it's not...
No, Kippur's not Mechapa, but where...
I'm saying, it's not also Sutton. Who is it on? If you have no Sutton, what else can I do?
Now, where is the... Where are we going to find it? Right here. Yom Kippur.
What does the Gemara say that there was a lot of beavers on Yom Kippur? Kamsuk v'nadur. Exception.
Yeah, Bervim Kippur. Here they bring, here's the Hakor Be'etzpa. Ad she'agiz man ha'shchita.
Is that for why we learned the Arayas on Yom Kippur?
Right, that's the Gemara, yeah. But where is the... Now we're going to see this here for Bikish Lusnamnim. I remember seeing about... This might have to do with, because like everyone's really in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and no one's allowed to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's just Mashma over here that he would be, that you would have that halal, you would have this Yitzhahara, but wouldn't have. Zog the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah goes on. Bechol Yoim Torm, and now we're getting into a Kachem Dike again. Bechol Yoim, the first Avodah that takes place in the Beis HaMikdash every day is Trumas HaDeshen. Now, the Trumas HaDeshen, really what we're talking about over here, is on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, and you had to take off some of the ashes, and you take off the ashes, and you bring them to the, and you take them. Now, where you put the ashes after is a whole question. We're going to see that now when we are doing this Mishnah. So the Torah says, Veheirim es HaDeshen. So it's an avoidus hakahuna. So you take the machne, you oile l'roish hamizbeach, and you push it aside the burning coals, and you take from the gacholim that already got a little eaten up, and you go down off the mizbeach on the keves, and then you put it down. Now you have to take, it doesn't say an exact amount how much you take down. You take down moloi kuktsa, you take part of it. B'chol yoim. Every day, Moisachoil, Vashabis, Tormin es Hamizbeach, Bekriyas HaGever. Now, what is the Kriyas HaGever? We're going to see in the Gemara. L'chayri goes on before Amud Ashachar. So, right before Amud Ashachar, you begin the process of doing Oisomachloi. Bein Lefonov, Bein Leachrov. So, the Zman is not completely. They would make it earlier because he has to do a lot of avodah packed in the day. The Gemara is going to tell us, and therefore we were magdim this man of the Trumas HaDeshen. Uveregolim me'es hashmura rishoina. I guess even before chatzos, you would do it they would do it. Zok Rashi, she b'shlishas alai kedam b'sech the brachas gemush mos kalal uve gemara mafarish why on yontif earlier than Yom Kippur. V'loy hoisa kriyas hagever magas on the regalim acho hoisa ha'azora Mleyo me Yisrael. So Rashi says, "Vloisa grisa gavim beragolim atchoisa azor mleyo me Yisrael and vin karbonis seyem." What does that mean? Karbonis seyem. Which karbonis were they bringing on the regel to bring it there earlier? Zokt min azeh. That means beragolim. What are we going to say? Kedar v'zavshalach moyos. Beragolim atchoisa azor mleyo me Yisrael and vin karbonis seyem lizmuzonim leakrivim achar atomid. Miyad. I don't know. Which karbonis? We're talking about chalamot. What are we talking about? Yeah. They wanted to wait. I don't know. There's no nadarim v'nadavis. I don't know exactly which karbonis. We're going to have to see about that. Tanan, awesome. Now listen, let's hear the Gemara. We're going to have to see exactly what we're talking about. We'll have to see. Zogdi Gemore, Tanan, Osom, Eivorim, of Karbonos that are Gabi Amaroche. So now, on the Mizbeach, Yemakter Emurim. The Emurim burn on the Mizbeach. What happens if something comes off the Mizbeach? You have to put it back up to the Mizbeach, unless it's pasul. But regular Evarim that are burning on the Mizbeach, you have to re-put them up to the Mizbeach. Evarim. Zokt Rashi. Oh, no, Rashi doesn't say. Evarim that are poku me'al ha-Mizbeach. Koidim chatzois. Now, this is not talking about Yom Kippur. Every day, I guess. Koidim chatzois, you put them back on, yachzer umoylim b'hem. Because let's make a hakdama. For something to be moitzi midei me'ilo, it has to be nasis mitzvosoi. If it's still burning and there's still a din to burn it more, if you're moiling it, it's me'ilo. Once it gets burnt, its job was done. So now there's a two-pronged thing that takes place. If it's burnt completely and it fell off, I don't care when it fell off, there's no reason to put it back on. And that's A. And B, it's not Me'ilah. Beis, what? And if it's Koidim, if it's after Chatzos, and there is what to burn, maybe you still have to put it back up. So what exactly are we talking about? Im Koidim Chatzos Yachsam Olimim, Lacha Chatzos. So the Gemara, immediately the Gemara brings two psukim. We hear what's going on in the Gemara. So therefore, that would be the din. So mainly you put it back up, or zok toisvis b'divrama, the second toisvis. We'll come back to the first toisvis in a minute. Zok the second toisvis. This is a very in the heart of kachim when you learn kachim. Beperik ha-mizbeach, mizbeach mekadesh. The Gemara asks this kasha, parach, hechidami. This distinction of before chatzos and after chatzos. Eid isbehu mamish. If there's really meat left on the evarim, afilu ha-chatzos nami. Eid lesbehu mamish. Afilu kaitum chatzos nami. The Gemara asks exactly my kasha. Efer the Gemara, umuki lo, bishriri. Now, what is shriri? Shriri are evarim that got hard, but they're not made into charcoal yet. So it was, the oil was on it, it got seared, but it didn't become not. So mamela, that's this middle case. So if it's in this, in twilight area, right? So then there's a difference between koidim chatzois and after chatzois. On that, the Gemara says, minani mili. So therefore, chetzarama breilam. So that's so then we say chetzila harama ushririnami. Since it was marshal memor and it got kaitz, so afterwards it's called kedesh. V'ruyin la harama. Then it's royal harama. V'ri pirish lo havi ruyin la harama. So Rashi says unbelievable. Chatzos could make it either into ashes or not ashes. So not only is it a din, after chatzos, you don't have to put it up. But if it's after chatzos and it's on the mizbeach, you could use it as ashes. It becomes ashes.
So
that you could make Trumas Hadeshim with it.
Oh.
V'ri perish la, I like it. V'ri says you're taking it too far. The lawyer you're ruin la rama. The whole love deshen ninu. It's not deshen. Elo chetzila rama de komar keena rama. Ein ruin la ktore. Now, this is like, I don't know enough. There's no din. No, the Gemara says the night is split. Chetzila rama, chetzila ktore. So to read, that's only that it, you don't have a din to put it back up. But if it's not burnt, it's not deshen. That's what. V'chei mashra pek sheni de me'ila. The daik hosa. Right. So therefore, that book goes in. So there's a tais with me'ila. Right.
Anymore?
Yeah, so we're gonna have to go through we'll have to go through the rest of the Tosis, but that would be the part of the Gemara, and we're gonna have to see the rayas that Tosis brings, like Rashi or not like Rashi. We'll take a look. So the Gemara. So first, let's see now the Minahani Mili. Then we'll go back to Tosis. Minahani Mili in our Gemara. How do you know to split the night in air? So Nigemore Omara Kosu Vechod Oimer Kol Alaylo Vehiktim The Kosu Vechod Oimer Kol Alaylo Veherim Ho Keitzad Chilkiu Chatzila Aktore Vechatzila Arome. This sounds like Rashi.
Yeah.
What? Balsu Shteit Chatzila Arome. Zokt Rashi, let's see the Rashi. Leave out the first Rashi, we'll come back. Koidim chatzois lailu moilim behem, koidim chatzois enu choshim equal be'eva sheyesh ba'adai mamish. Fikoch tzorach la'azil ha'morocha, kibish lo'ay na'az komet zol, zogot yashem kreina be, viz be'y me'ila le'nehenem imenu. Ach chatzois enu tzorach la'az moil, shachatzois oin evorim, ve'y moilim gem shana'az mitzvah, se'y moilim, kibin lo'ay zor zuvoyo, kareina be'y kot yashem, me'ila, it has the name, minani me'ili, the chatzois ois equal, because it says kol lailu v'hikti yo'ilo. So Rashi, the last Rashi, has laktor she'ena equal. In pockets are lachs lacht. The chetzila ha'gome. That's that key Rashi. Mechatzos on kari deshen. It's called deshen. Al mechatzos mishavile equal. So it would be mishavile equal. So Tosis is going to have to now muchazuch. According to the Ri, what does he do with the Lashon of the Gemara? Chetzi laharome. That's really the kasha. Now what does it mean? Chetzi laharome. See a very hard Tosis. Tosis brings one man to Omar here in his Tosis. V'ri ha-bocher. Yeah, v'ri ha-bocher. There was one of the Bali ha-Tosis. It was a-bocher. Okay. Fake digimore. Meisiv Rav Kahana. Let's learn the Gemara b'chol yom tov and esam esbeach b'kriz agever. So m'loy ben m'lfan b'achuyu. My kibum chazoyis b'chol. Shmori sheino. Isal g'day toch. You're telling me that we're learning the posik chetzyoi. Mechatzoyis d'raisi. Something happens intrinsically in the Eivarim after Chatzois. Heichi mekadmino. How could you do it by the Ashmoira? Elo. It's not, it has to do with Chatzois. Zog drashi. B'idairaisu. Heichi mekadminon. V'loi garsinon heichi machrino. Haloi kol chetzei roi lagom amar lano ibyachet. Rashi doesn't like the Girsa, what we have in our Gemara, that second parenthesis. Why? Because the second parenthesis, Rashi says, once after Chatzai, so it's Roy La'arama.
No, he says, Hei Machrinon on the morning, no?
No, Hei Machrinon, Rashi says, what's wrong in Yuchar? Zok Toysvis, B'divra Masl, Hei Mikadminon. Rashi Loigoris, Hei Machrinon. V'nira li d'shapagoris lei. D'kivan d'zmane kavua mechatzois ve'elech, heichi makadmina b'regolam, okay. U'v'chol yoim heichi ma'achrinon, d'mashma shalo oylam, oyu regilam litram b'kriyas agever, oy somal v'fonamacha, v'amai, v'azrizim magdimen l'mitzvah. I'm sure I don't understand this. V'yei dom shal shachad al shas ve'ochim makminim. So it should have been this. Do you understand this? What would it have to? Toi says there's a din of Zrizeh Magdim in the Mitzvah. Okay, so the Zang is on. So because if it wouldn't be me, Doraisa, so he says, if it wouldn't, somehow, if it wouldn't be me, Doraisa, so then you could push it off. Since it's me, Doraisa, there's a din of Zrizeh Magdim in the Mitzvah. Well, you want to say a pshat? And also Bechlau, according to Rashi, it's not when you're supposed to do it, when you're not supposed to do it. According to Rashi, it takes an effect intrinsically in the thing itself. Once it takes an effect in the thing itself, so then there wouldn't be a din. So we're going to have to say a pshat. What would be, what's the nafkamina, if it would be Shem Zvizim Magdim Ala Mitzvah? Maybe Tosis, maybe the pshat is, Tosis wouldn't be Lashitasi. Lashitas Rashi. If the pshat would be that it's just the zman when the din is like this or the din is like that, there's a mila to let it burn longer. Why? Because it becomes more dasha. But once Rashi was machadish from the posik, that at chatzois it gets a din of dasha. So you have to see the lumdus of the deshen. Once you see the lumdus of the deshen, there's no reason to leave it longer. So the mameli, you could say, Shvizim Magdim Ala Mitzvah. You hear what I'm saying? Once it changes the deshen, so then there's an inyan of Shvizim Magdim Ala Mitzvah. And yes, so Mitzvah Shem over Shabbos, I'm going to learn Chafa Mitbeis, and on Sunday, or Monday, we're going to begin on Tav Chafalef Amid Aleph.